You only thought you could go by this room.
Let's keep you guys on your toes.
Just do what they tell us.
You guys know this is David and this is Jonah.
I guess.
Actually, we need you to say your names and as we get you set up in front of the mics just so we can distinguish you later when we're editing.
He has a deeper voice than I do.
Really?
I think so.
Which tells us nothing because you didn't say who you are. So.
Fair enough. I'm Jonathan Nolan.
I'm David Goyer.
When we were talking with Christian earlier, he used the term the mythology of the character, and I think that it's been reinvented, certainly from with Batman Begins, it was reinvented, but how much freedom do you have versus what the fanboys are expecting because they know every word and every panel in the graphic novels?
Well, I think of myself, and I think David probably does too, as a fanboy. I feel like I'm part of that nation, part of that community. So I just try to think like one, a little bit. But you couple that to the sort of writer's instinct and the desire to tell a good, complete story, which is a little different than the way it works in a comic book, where they go on for 70 years in this case.
We also, on this movie, had a little bit of a pass compared to Batman Begins, where Batman Begins, there was a big onus on us, like, you know, okay, great, you're the sixth Batman or the fifth Batman, whatever movie it was, you know, let's really, are you going to do something different? And I think we'd earned, principally because of Chris, obviously, we'd earned some goodwill off of Batman Begins. Yeah. So I think people were, you know, not quite so circumspect, you know, with regards to this one.
But nowadays, I mean, when you walk into a comic store, there are 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 different Batmans all living in different worlds and doing different stuff. So you don't really have to worry about the mythology as much anymore.
Well, that's the other thing, and Jonathan alluded to this earlier, which is, you know, people have said, which comic book did you base it on, or did you, you know, change the origin or whatnot? I mean, there've been 70 years of stories that have happened where they've revised the Joker's origin a million times.
I feel like we read every one.
Yeah, we did, but they've revised.